531.
PMN News at Ohomai at 6. Kia ora hana, I am Courtney Zena Meredith. Thank you for joining me. And the Fijian Prime Minister is calling for a reconsideration of the recognised seasonal employer scheme. Sisi Venerambuka says about 20,000 Fijians are on a wait list for the RSE scheme. He wants to improve the Fijian labour market instead of losing workers to other countries.
We appreciate very much the opening doors of Australia and New Zealand for us to send our semi-skilled, but unfortunately recent trends have seen that we're losing some that were already working in the hotel industry and in the health professions.
The New Zealand Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, acknowledged those concerns.
New Zealand values our RSE workers, but we also recognise that that is a scheme that's got to be of mutual benefit to both countries. And we recognise that there is increasing anxiety amongst some of our Pacific partners in the RSE scheme around the loss of talent and the loss of skilled workers that they need domestically as well. So we're very mindful of that.
At the media conference, Rambuka was also asked what else he could do to create a cohesive, more united Fiji.
I can only do as much as I am able to do, and I will do my best. It is up to those domestic or local critics we have who are also naysayers in the in local politics who still do not trust me.
Two other news, and a South Auckland school principal wants the government to do more to stop young people from vaping. New restrictions include phasing out disposable vapes and new stores can't be within 300 metres of schools and marae. Papatoetoe High School principal Vaughan Quio says while he's happy there's action, it's still not enough.
On the surface, any movement to what we have currently is a good thing, and particularly the attention being paid to the disposable vapes, I think will make a difference in the sector that we work in. And I like the 300 metres from schools and marae. However, I would have liked it applied to existing stores too, rather than just new ones.
The head of a review of New Zealand's electoral laws is defending a recommendation to lower the voting age to 16. Legal experts explored the Human Rights Act and found there can't be discrimination on the basis of age from 16 and above. Deborah Hart says they didn't see it as appropriate to limit young people's fundamental rights.
We already as a society have said that they're old enough for a whole lot of very adult things, like driving a car, leaving school, paying tax, holding a gun licence. We don't have a one age of majority in New Zealand, but we do say that 16-year-olds can do a whole lot of very adult things. This is just another one.
A school counsellor says her own experiences as a student explains why she chose her career. Noa Salipa is a counsellor at Sacred Heart College in Auckland. She says that when she came to Christchurch from Samoa in 1962, she was the only Pasifa girl at her school.
We were the only Pacific Islanders in that time. And I think that struggle in the classroom, I think it was all part and parcel of why it was that, you know, I became a teacher and then I became a counsellor, to get to the underbelly, to not, for our students, not to experience what I experienced.
Noa Salipa was made an officer of the New Zealand Order of Merit for her services to Pacific education in the King's Birthday Honours List. Mālō Noa. And finally in sport, AJ Lamb will start on the left wing for the Blues in the Super Rugby Pacific quarterfinal against the Waratahs on Friday. He'll replace Caleb Clark, who hasn't yet recovered from a leg complaint. Captain Dalton Papali'i is back at open side flanker. Akira Ioane will play on the blind side, and Hoskins Sotutu returns after a week off. And that's your PMN News at 6. For more Pacific news and sport, head to pmnnews.co.nz.